as we gather as God's people, certainly a people of prayer, a people of faith. We hear in the sacred scripture that John the Baptist was baptizing, much like what we will do this morning for William Joseph. John, wearing clothes made out of camel hair, a leather belt around his waist, eating locusts and wild honey. Who in the world is going to approach such a person? And I'm sure that his hair was not very nicely groomed, because he lived in the desert, wild and crazy. But he was announcing salvation. One mightier than I is coming. I am not even good enough to stoop down and untie the sandal straps. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And for William Joseph, today, we as a faith community will baptize. We will baptize William Joseph and make his way as smooth as possible. We proclaim as a faith community today to William Joseph, make straight God's path. We baptize you with water, but one who is mightier than all of us will baptize with the Holy Spirit. What a powerful day to gather as a faith-filled people. Some may have walked in surprised. Oh, there's a baptism. Indeed. But from surprise comes a little bit of a risk, because now we have to support William Joseph, his parents, his godparents, in raising him in the practice of the faith. But with risk, my sisters and brothers, comes hope. And hope takes us from the impossible to the possible, as we await Emmanuel, God with us. For us, and for William Joseph, the Lord our God is coming soon.